I'm recording now. All right, are you ready?
Yes,
in three,
hello,
two, one. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Robot Tech. I'm Scudder Swan5. And this, congratulations all around. This is the 50th episode. We made it. I was going to bring party poppers and something like pew. We could do it in Discord. Hold on. We have the technology. confetti. Wait, is there no cheer? No, there's no cheering. Okay, you know what? There we go. Thank you, KKR. Perfect. Thank you. That's perfect. Thanks, everyone. We made it. We survived 50 episodes with this guy, Beskar Snake, who's my co-host. What is new since, like, what, 2 weeks ago since we recorded? We're supposed.
KKR, are you trying to crush me? What are you doing? Stop it!
Well,
squash me out of control here.
The occasion was so amazing it knocked my camera out of focus.
It's so well done.
I threw the confetti so hard it just smacked your camera.
Oh god! Perfect.
There we go.
It's always a great episode when we have technical issues. It's just we had technical issues before we started and during. It's perfect.
Hey, KKR's just shown his superpowers of teleportation. So
yeah. So anyways, what's up? We have KKR and Beskar Snake. We brought a guest from the past. KKR, King Kong Wrong 25. How are you two? What's new? It's the 50th. How are you guys feeling? Are you feeling younger since last? I mean, like, overall, since day one of this podcast till now, 50?
Oh, no, I've aged a lot.
Oh, okay. Oh. So we're just going to shoot whatever comes to mind, because honestly, this is how we do it. I know me and Beskar covered our game of the year. So what game, KKR, did you think, and it could be like within the last year or two, was like the best game for you this year that you played?
We were just talking about it, but I really got into Balatro.
Nice.
You know, that roguelike crazy poker game.
Yeah,
I love its simplicity, and you know, it's easy to get into, but there's such a high skill ceiling. You know,
yeah,
like I love that it's achieved so much.
Okay,
from basically crazy poker.
I just read too. They just won, so the Game Awards just passed. They announced so many things, Elden Ring, new things, and I didn't see everything else, but I just know that. Because of my friend. And Patrao won three games award. And they're also nominated on Steam for three of their entries for that too. So I voted for them for all of those because I want an indie game to win. But I allegedly it was just developed for like him and his friends and just blew up into it's my kind of jam. And they just released Don't Starve Cards and Shovel Knight. And other, so I'm like, yeah, you already sold me. So
I'm going to give you two other reasons why I love Balatro. Number one, it integrated early with crowd control. So for you charity streamers that love Balatro, you can have your viewers mess with, as if the game wasn't hard enough.
Right.
You can have your viewers donate and mess you up even more. But the second thing, Balatro is also now available on mobile.
Yeah.
So
it's deadly.
It's forever. Yeah, it's ever present on my commute.
Nice. The Jingle Jam. Sorry, you could go, Beskar.
Oh, I was just going to say, I know a couple people that, their morning commute on trains and buses and stuff, they're locked in. So
thankfully, I haven't missed a stop yet. But
ooh,
it's only a matter of time.
There's a non-zero chance that's going to happen.
I like the conditional there. Very, very subtle, but
yeah, for sure. And then, like, what have you been playing the last? So I just checked it. We haven't had KKR as a guest for 8 months. So between now and 8 months,
still doesn't seem right, but it is. Every game you
every game.
Every single one.
Go.
Every single one.
In chronological order. No,
I don't know about chronological order, but, you know, besides Balatro,
that's it.
Like, I've been playing a lot of Slay the Spire.
Yeah.
Diablo 4. Oxygen not included. Oh, this is a great season to get back in Diablo 4. Leveling is so much faster. You know, like, people want to... it's a grindy game, sure, but why prolong the grind? You know, in past seasons, I only had time to max out... Not even max out, but get to Paragon with two characters. Now all six classes have gone into Paragon 230. Dang. So, yeah, lots of room to experiment. Lots of time to play. And it's a... They have the winter... XP rush now too.
Ooh.
Yeah, so leveling is even faster.
Awesome.
Yes. So and Fortnite. Been playing a lot of Fortnite.
Nice. Nice, nice. Yeah, I'm glad that I glanced at it because I saw recently that they had the Killers on it, a new Killers song. So of course I had to get it. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Unfortunately, I had to grind for that, but yeah, unfortunately, it's fine. It's smooth sailing. Anything else? I'm sorry.
So one of my mods convinced me to try World of Warships.
Oh,
so
God. Yeah.
I have been playing that. God.
Why?
Those games are great.
I think, no. Can you play? It's so difficult, though. They're so hard.
Well...
The War of Warships ones is hard. The World of Tanks is...
I started with World of Tanks, but I stopped because, man, I didn't like the players.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
World of Warships, I found more people willing to cooperate, you know? But World of Tanks was just like... they're like, if you can't do this, just uninstall the game. Well, fine.
Mm-hmm.
I will. I It's not like I don't have other games to play.
Yeah.
That's, you know, what really hurt me with Company of Heroes 2. I wanted to actually try multiplayer with that, mm-hmm. but the amount of like 2v2 or 3v3 lobbies that I joined and then was just instantly kicked because I was mm-hmm. really low level. I'm like, yeah, this is fun. Yeah, I'm only playing against the computer ever again. So I'm like, how am I supposed to rank up if I can't even get into a game, you know? But nah.
Well, you know, I'm always looking for other players to play World of Warships.
I know. I used to play it. I know. Battery H does.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, with a name like Battery H, I expect him to be good with cannons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Literally.
Multiples, especially.
Yeah. Yes. So. He plays all the time. But yeah, God. It's so rough. That game is so rough. And then,
I don't know, man. You play Sea of Thieves, right? There's, yeah. It's naval gunnery there, too.
I don't
want to
talk about Sea of Thieves right now. I think, was it last Saturday? I just, like, launched a game. I usually just launch a game just to play a little bit. Literally three sessions. Sunk. Like, it was just, I just nonstop lately, and I'm just, it's a rough time right now.
That game and Dead by Daylight, you have, like, a real strong love-hate relationship. Like, oh, I know you hate playing and then still keep playing.
Yeah. It's like Trackmania, too, but...
No, there, you... actually look like you're somewhat enjoying it.
No, I mean, yes, I love Sea of Thieves, but good God, I just cannot. I cannot. Anyways,
like with Trackmania, it's like, I know you say you hate it, but you go into such a detail with each track. Every time I tune in and ask about something, you know, it's like, this is a guy who dedicated himself. You know, with Sea of Thieves, it's like, rah.
It's a lot.
It's just salt.
It's so, you know, salty. Both of those games. And
there's enough salt in the sea, and you.
Water.
Yeah. No, yep, but that's the thing. There's it's out in the ocean, and yet he found even more salt.
Literally, I've been playing also Dark Souls 3. I beat the game. And then my friend helped me beat it, and then I got my computer fixed and basically lost all the data from it for some I don't know how, and so I have to re-beat it again, and it's bound to be. I also recently played Jingle Jam just ended, and I was fundraising for WDC, and one of the games I bought the bundle, and another Crab's Treasure was on there, and it was stupid fun. It's stupid good. I'd recommend that one too. It's silly and souls like and it's I love it. But yeah, Trackmania, Sea of Thieves. I just like Salt and Dark Souls 3 apparently, and any Soulsborne games. So apparently it's just my niche. I think what drives me is like, it's frustrating. It's like, I want to beat it though. And then it's more of an accomplishment once I beat it. So at least for me.
The Jingle Jam bundle also had Frostpunk, which I have and which I've played before. You guys, if you like city building,
they have a second one.
Yes, Frostpunk 2. I haven't started it yet. I have Frostpunk 2. It ramps up the difficult choices even more.
I played a little bit of Frostpunk, and then I could not. It's really difficult. It is hard.
It's hard, but I enjoy it quite a bit. It's like,
then sign up for Trackmania. Don't do that. It is free.
Frostpunk. Do you let these 39 refugees freeze to death, or welcome them in and possibly starve your entire population?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Beskar Snake, sorry, you've been what have you been playing the past 2 weeks, 3 weeks since we are recording? Not Elf Bowling, that's for sure.
You're not wrong.
We gotta get a rematch in.
Do we wanna talk about games not played? Anyway.
I was gonna play it soon actually.
Anyway, I apparently have been on a little bit of an RPG kick, because I've really wanted to get back through Final Fantasy IX, because it's just amazing. Just restarted Undertale again recently. We'll definitely not be streaming that, because I think we all know. I'm not going to talk bad about a community, but I played a little bit of Marvel Rivals. It's been a while since I've had really done anything with any kind of like Overwatch type game. That one's actually pretty fun. I haven't put a lot of time into it, but put a little bit here and there. It seems pretty decent so far. Like I said, I haven't put a ton of time into it, but especially for free to play, heck yeah, can't argue with that too much. And then, of course, I got a little bit back into the Game Awards Game of the Year Astrobot, because they released.
I don't want to talk about it.
Got back to the speedrunning levels. Had a lot of fun with those because I hadn't went back to them and played them. And also they did their kind of Christmas winter update, and that level was extremely fun. But yeah, I mean, it is such a well done trip down memory lane, but also just a really well done game. There's only one level, and I'm not going to mention it because anybody who has played it knows exactly which level it is, but there's only one level that really is super frustrating. All the other ones, just they feel good. The sound is amazing. The level design is fun. That has occupied a lot of time. Some other games sprinkled in here and there. That's about it. A few other things sprinkled in here and there. A few rounds of Company of Heroes 3, some other stuff. But yeah, that kind of sums it up for the last little bit. How about yourself, Scouter?
Well, like I mentioned, Jingle Jam was two weeks ago. Well, just literally ended, actually. A week ago, it ended. Don't want to date this podcast, but here we are. I don't know if you remember Versura cleanup detail. Santa's Rampage. So I played that. It's
fantastic.
It's stupid fun.
It should not be fun. Those games should not be fun at all.
It should not, but it is fun. But yeah,
they're fantastic.
It's terribly good, and I love it for it. And you think it would be a flop because literally all you do. I mean, think about it this way, right? What there are literally popular games now that are literally power wash simulator, car mechanics, and it's like I do more stuff in a game than I do in real life that I need to take care of. The supermarket
simulator blew up, and that's just you're just doing a 9-to-5 job.
I don't understand what all this is from.
It shouldn't work, but it works.
It works. I think it's just the mindless of. It's not too difficult, but it's like satisfying once you complete it. Like I'm talking about earlier of Dark Souls, like beating a boss in Dark Souls 3, and then be like, oh my god, that took me 8 hours, and I'm finally done. But you know, so it's the same satisfaction, I think, with this. Been playing, another Crab's Treasure. If I'm saying that right, I played. Another Crab's Treasure. Tried to play the games that were on Jingle Jam a little bit more. Like I said, I played the dungeons. And Degenerates Gamblers, that's a Yogg's Cast game, and that was stupid fun, actually. I really like that, and now I want to, I think I mentioned this before the podcast, but Charles has Don't Starve Together, and I think I'd like that, so Don't Starve Together cards, so I gotta pick that up soon. And yeah, been just playing some, we gotta pick up some Elf Bowling soon. That's what I'm waiting on.
For sure.
But yeah. Nothing too. Oh, almost finished Dredge. I'm really close to finished Dredge. That's if you haven't listened to my last podcast, that's one of my game of the year-ish. But I've been playing Planet Coaster 2 as well. They had new updates, such as the tubes will start turning now. They didn't used to in the past, and like if you have a hill, if you have a slide for a person go on, and then you like make it go down and you don't do it right, they'll literally fling up in the air, and it's great now. Oh, they will add that later on. But yeah, fireworks and stuff is added, and I'm sure they're going to be adding. Fireworks. It just was released in September and such a big game. So just like with Planet Coaster 1, I'm sure it'll just add stuff over time with more updates and stuff. So like glass and stuff, they added that, but yeah, having fun with that. It's been really, really good fun. Jingle Jam is a good time. Heck, and yeah. really good fun. And then KKR. So I wanted to come back to you. You had an event that just came up called, I had it. Easter Seals Fortnite with Easter Seals charity. Do you wanna? How did that go?
Yeah, so it was an Easter Seals tournament featuring Fortnite, and I have to say featuring Fortnite because, well, thankfully I was able to get a license from Epic Games for the event, which meant we could use their promotion materials, you know, and make it a little more prominent and attract more participants and sponsors to the event. There are conditions, right? And so one of them is like we can't say powered by Fortnite, or it's not a Fortnite official tournament. So, but we can say featuring Fortnite.
Interesting.
Yeah, but it was great. I mean, we got a lot of people for a first time like official tournament. We had 8 teams, and one of them was. They're called the Quad Gods. They're the first all quadriplegic esports team in America. So they That's even had awesome. I met them when I was at an event in New York, and they have an HBO documentary about them. So I highly recommend you go check it out. So these, you know, it's amazing what all the disabled, and that's the other thing, because Easter Seals is a national disabilities organization, all the participants, all the competitors have some form of disability. So whether you are, you know, like quadriplegic or have, you know, muscular dystrophy, and we had a few who had muscular dystrophy syndrome, this is just a way to play together, you know, and showcase that disability should not prevent anyone from enjoying a game, let alone competing at a high level. So just
to my list to watch the documentary, because that sounds awesome.
Yeah. No, I think it was really inspiring just to see, you know, how the quad gods got together and, you know, what they're doing. I actually tuned in to them because they're not on Twitch, they're on Facebook. So I had to go to Facebook to go tune into their part of the tournament. But yeah, it was great. We got three sponsors, including my company, Make Gaming About Fundraising. I think that's also, someone asked me, like, you know, how's business going? And I said, well enough that I can actually afford to sponsor an event. So, you know, it was great.
Awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. But I mean, beyond marketing, I'm just really proud of the team at the Easter Seals. You know, it's not easy to get into gaming when you're not experienced in it, which is why they brought me on. But I also love their mission because, yeah, disability shouldn't prevent anyone from playing games. So it was a great event to be a part of, and I look forward to doing more in the future. A lot of participants, they want to do Fortnite again, but they also want to do other games. So we'll try to see what's available, you know.
I just saw something earlier today, like less than an hour before we started recording this.
Yeah.
And there was a gentleman, and I don't know anything about him. I've never, you know, I don't know who he is or what he does, but he's obviously very intelligent. But he had, it looked like a retainer. Basically, you know, like a retainer you'd have after braces or something. And he pops it in his mouth. And I think he developed it. I don't know if he developed it with a team or on his own, or if it's just technology that he's seen. I don't know. I want to do more research into it. But it was this retainer that he was then showing controlling a phone with his tongue. So, you know, even just seeing people with, you know, the mindset and the skills to figure things out like that, to get, you know, people more in, you know, and maybe he didn't intend it for gaming. Like I said, I saw a 30-second video on it, but just integrating technology like that, trying to get that into even the gaming space or something, you know, he might've just made that for people to be able to interact with their phones or interact with a computer or a tablet or something, but I don't see why you couldn't easily start to move and integrate that into gaming. So just seeing all of the accessibility stuff that people have come up with is crazy awesome. And, you know, hopefully getting even more people into those groups.
Yes.
You know, and just to get that, just build up that fan base and that gamer base even more. And I'm excited to see where it goes.
Yeah, me too. It's something that I have spent a lot of time with them growing their community. And the cool thing is you can see the numbers, you know. So quantitatively, you know, last year when I first started working with them, there were like 200 people in their Discord, maybe 300. Now there's like 400 plus. Holy so God. We're getting more people joining and learning more about Easter Seals. But I had a funny story about the tournament because one of our friends, Newfie Nate, he competed, and he was really nervous about it. And I said to him, "What's the worst that happens? You get sniped by a guy with no hands. Like, come on, that's awesome, right?" So, during one of the last matches, I was watching him, and he got killed by a guy named Frags by the Foot, right? And so I went to go check out this guy's channel. His hands don't really work. He he has a camera at his feet because so you can see his feet. He's doing mouse and keyboard with his toes and feet, right? And so I was like, Mufi, I was just joking, but you did get killed by a guy with no hands.
Amazing.
Did you go buy a lottery ticket? Because you calling that, you need think of what you could do winning the lottery for the work that you do with yes. That's awesome.
I know that there's a big disability community too that you could streamers and stuff that you could I'm sure you could hit up. Definitely like they're definitely involved in anything that's passionate with that, so I'm sure you know, working with those individuals and like I'm sure it would be, you know, worth a shot. I mean, look where I am. I mean, I just shot my shot at Sally and here she recorded a podcast. And so, you know, anything's possible if you shoot your shot. And we had Zach Fierce, who was a game developer. And I don't know KKR. He met Zach Fierce.
I did.
So, oh, he did.
In real life. Yep. So it's weird how this whole thing came to be. No, I'm just kidding. but you know.
Well, certainly I think the podcast itself has grown, you know, and I think that's why I always enjoy coming here. And I always want to make sure when I come on, I got something to share, you know?
Yeah, I mean, me and Beskar just swing it 99% of the time. Sometimes we prepare, but, you know, we can talk about games. I mean, worst case scenario, I'll just like, hey, let's talk about Metal Gear Solid, and we'll hear for another 20 hours, so... anything's possible.
Stellar just gets up and walks out, and I just keep going.
Yeah, and I bring up Resident Evil 4, and we got another podcast.
And I just leave.
Yeah. So no. Yeah. No. It's a lot.
But now that you've mentioned Metal Gear Solid,
no.
Go ahead.
Not today.
I think you know I could also talk about gaming and fundraising forever, which is why like there was a conference I went to in October. That was perhaps the hardest one for me to do yet. Because I had to do kind of like a gaming fundraising 101 for all these nonprofit fundraising folks. But I only had 25 minutes to do it.
Yeah.
You had a speed run.
Yes.
20%.
Nice.
I had to figure out like what was really key and just give them enough that they invite me to come again.
To come back, yeah.
Yeah.
Leave them wanting more.
Speaking of which, we're now at almost our... 27 minutes into this. So
we're already
done. So we're done. No.
Has it been an hour 20 already?
No, sorry. 20 minutes, 27 minutes.
Oh, okay.
I meant.
KKR, it's been 6 hours.
Yeah. 6 hours. We've been here. No.
Wake up.
So thankfully they did. I got invited to do a webinar next fall.
Nice.
With them, you know,
awesome. Hopefully it's Chicago exactly again.
Well, this will be online, so...
Oh.
Yeah. Dang. No, there is an esports event I got invited to in Chicago next year. Oh. I just don't know if... I haven't committed yet to going.
Oh.
But if I do, I'll certainly hit you.
Hit me up.
For sure.
Only an hour and a half away. Yeah. Cool. No, great.
I have one other exciting thing for next year in the spring... I submitted a panel to the nonprofit tech conference, and it got accepted. And so I'm assembling my panel now. I've got Spencer Covey, who runs the fundraising streaming program at Fisher House. They build housing for veterans.
Oh, wow.
Or, you know, homeless veterans. So they build housing for them. And I'm trying to get one other speaker to present. It's in Baltimore. So travel might be an issue, and I could probably do a hybrid virtual with someone, but I've never done that before. So, yeah.
Hey, how many things have you done in the past few years that you've never done before and they've been successful? So,
right. So, I mean, I'm not going to not do it. it's just going to be another challenge to overcome.
Heck yeah, you got this.
Yeah, so I'm trying to find out who the third co-presenter will be, but yeah, so things are looking good. I've signed a couple more clients. I can tell you one. Because I'll be working with them for the next few months. They're called Orbis International. They do like eye care, global eye care around the world. They're most famous for what they have, they call the Flying Eye Hospital. It's a commercial airliner that's converted into like a surgery center.
What?
So they fly to places like Mongolia, for example.
What?
To do like ophthalmological surgery.
What? What was it called again?
Orbis Magic? International.
That, what?
That's cool.
Yeah.
I have to look this up. Don't mind me.
Yeah. Definitely check them out.
Fantastic.
So what I'm doing with them is slightly different than what I have done with other clients. So instead of starting with the streaming stuff first, I've been asked to build their corporate partnership prospects.
Oh.
So I'm lining up all these companies in and around the game industry, trying to develop like pitch decks and trying to build up that part of their gaming portfolio before we jump into streaming.
Mm. That's cool.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is one of the coolest things I've seen in a while. How?
What? Yeah, and they also have
freaking awesome.
They also have something called CyberSight. It's a telemedicine tool. 15% of all the eye surgeons in the world use it. It allows them to do like remote eye surgery, basically.
No.
Technology. No. We're in the 21st century, everybody. Hold on,
maybe I'm over exaggerating, but it does allow them to at least communicate with the surgeons remotely.
Oh, okay. That's still impressive.
Still amazing.
What? Online training. Yeah, and they teach through it too. But you know how doctors learn is they demonstrate remotely.
Yeah.
Not like they're going to share PowerPoint on this thing.
Wow. Interesting.
There are some really smart people in this world. I appreciate them.
Who knew?
To the nth degree.
Yeah, so you know, there's a lot I want to do with them. So just hopefully, you know, we can make this contract work out. You know, and I have another client. I'm going to close this. Hopefully by next after Christmas. I can only tell you they're one of the largest mental health organizations in the U.S. They manage some of the crisis lines for folks. Wow. Yeah.
Service that I am very appreciative of, but I hope one day is absolutely not needed anymore.
Right.
I hope they get to go out of business.
Yeah.
And I know that's weird to say, but it's like all the organizations that, you know, we all raise for and everything like that.
Yeah.
You know, I want to keep supporting them, but I hope at some point they are no longer needed because they have accomplished everything they've set out to do.
Well, without going into too much detail on who they are, to your point exactly, one of the reasons why they wanted someone to do fundraising with them is because for the last almost decade, they were almost exclusively government funded, you know, especially through COVID, right? But since that's all kind of
not happened,
declined, yeah, the government has also cut back their funding. So they're pivoting their fundraising strategy from government grants to individual fundraising. So that includes gaming. So nice. Yeah, so they actually need your money more than ever because the government is pulling back on them.
Oh, that's really awesome that you're able to, you know, get into that dynamic and kind of help right that ship. So congrats, and I wish you all the success, and we can't wait to talk to you again about all the amazing stuff that you're able to get done and hear all the exciting stuff that you're going to do moving forward. That's really cool.
Thank you. Really awesome. And I'd love to, you know what I'd love to do is time it so that before we launch their first streaming campaign in February, I'd love to come back here and talk a bit more about them.
I think we could fit you in.
I think we might be able to, you know.
I mean, I gotta check with somebody. I gotta check with my people.
We'll check.
Yes.
You know.
Oh wait, not February. March.
Oh.
Because yeah. It's World Teen.
Oh God.
It's a Teen Mental Wellness Day. So
if you look at the calendar here, you
we're
can see
pretty swamped up.
I'm sorry. February would have been fine. March.
You know. Just put me in a tentative, and hopefully, if something opens up...
I mean, we have people lined up. You're lucky you're even here at KKR.
It took me 8 months to come back.
Yeah,
I know.
Exactly.
I get it. Yeah, I get it.
If you look
y'all
at
are
this
in demand.
List over here...
Are you going to, like, overlay a green screen?
Absolutely.
I do not
you
have...
You can see it. It's just right there. You can just see it. If you look over here... This. Oh, sorry, that's the menu. But... No, you're seeing the calendar right there.
Yeah,
there
it is. Yeah.
There's no editing done.
Good, I'm not doing it.
Nope.
What? Sorry to follow. I need to have... good luck, Beskar, to try to follow that up. You know, what do you got planned next year? A poker tournament for charity, maybe? Maybe?
Hello, bring me in for that. I'd love to play.
that needs to
still happen.
See, I'm gonna blame Scouter.
What?
I can't say why.
That's pretty much yeah.
Hashtag okay. Blame Scouter.
I'm gonna eat.
I think that was your goal last year. Eat more food.
Usually is.
I didn't write this down beforehand, but now it's clicking that eat more food was last year's.
So, at my job, they were looking for volunteers to help with like filming a promotional thing and whatnot with some of the field techs and stuff like that. And I was like, I don't know. And I made the joke. I said, oh, is there going to be food? And they said, yes. And they got me.
You're like, yep. Okay. I guess
everybody
I'm going
there knows that I absolutely will do quite a bit for free food. They got me. So, eat food. That will definitely happen. Be happening next year. I don't know. I'm trying not to set any major goals so that way I don't not follow through on them, but I poker definitely needs to happen more. I've been playing a lot more.
You're too busy with your football picking that you're number one that you're so busy with that.
What? That's true.
So
that's true.
Me and Beskar are in Real Deal DePecchio's. He does this.
Aren't you in that 2KKR?
No.
He does a football league. It's more of a fantasy. who will win this game. Bonus points at the end if you guess the correct score. Or is it tiebreaker?
It's a tiebreaker.
And then me and Beskar have been, I've been in it 2 years ago. I don't know how long you've been in, but it's just Beskar is number one right now. As of last thing I checked, I'm sure you still are. So
just
went
that.
Look, I'm like 14. I was starting off so poorly, but yeah, it's just, yeah. Whoever wins gets a 50-50. It goes to extra life. And then person won it gets half the pot. So, and I don't, yeah, it doesn't, you don't have to fundraise, I don't believe, for that though. It's just so anyways. Yeah.
It's coming down to the wire.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Left.
Yeah.
Gotta maintain that lead.
I think I said Metal Gear Solid, but I clearly not gonna do that. So yeah. like how both of you are staring at me like, when's that happening?
Right.
When that was made, I played a game that I had no interest in playing.
Look, Jingle Jam happened. That was more important to me. It's Jingle Jam is over. I'll have time.
Beat
now.
That game.
My charity events are. We had Orgatober and Jingle Jam in the span of two months.
So 2 months out of the 12 in the year.
Yeah.
And but. I have completely forgotten everything about the game.
Now you gotta play it again.
I'm gonna watch some YouTube videos. I'm not playing that game again. God dang it. But you guys can find out eventually in maybe 2035.
We'll run out of podcasts, topics, and then we'll talk then. No, it's fun. I still want to beat a track of the, so I've been close to Track of the Day wins, which I mentioned here a couple times. It's a game mode in Trackmania. Basically, every 8 hours you get to play a competitive knockout round. I've been getting second. Recently, I played the game for 35 days straight, and I was so close. I was second, and I choked. So it'd be good to get a Track of the Day win, and I made more khaki wins, which is tricks that you could do in Trackmania. I got two of them. Last year I only did one, so I'm improving in Trackmania. And the most important one in Trackmania is deep dip, shallow dip, is to beat that one. It's a tower that's 6 floors. It's kind of obstacle coursey. If you fall, there's no checkpoints, and you possibly fall all the way to the bottom. So it's a lot of fun. See, I like playing these games that are impossible to me.
So it's like a getting over it.
Yeah.
That's whatever genre you want to call it.
Yes, getting over it, or what's the one with the pickaxe and you climb a mountain?
Oh yeah, yep.
But yes, basically yes, that is button Trackmania. So that I'm pretty happy overall my Trackmania accomplishments so far. I just like to get a little bit better, but you
know. I'd love to watch you play Getting Over It.
me and my friends have been playing Chained Together, and good God, that is another game that will make you decide if you want to keep your friends. No, I'm just kidding. That game is rough.
No, you're not.
it is a challenge. No, I'm just kidding. I love them. There is a challenging. It's a very frustrating game, especially we all have to coordinate together, and it's very difficult. But it's fun. I like fun games.
I've thought about getting over it, but I don't know if I feel like buying a new mouse.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So basically, what time are we at? Last question that I wanted to ask. What out of the 50 podcasts, all right, I know there's a lot to choose. Which one, and you can't count the one that we're in, the one that is your favorite, or any of them that you're in. So Beskar, you can't choose any of them. Oh, I mean, well, you can. Easy. You can choose one.
There are two, I think.
Dang, no, I'm just kidding. So, what is the highlight of these podcasts to you? And let's put it this way: if you don't have anything, I'll get you a ticket out. What is the highlight of your streaming career? Oh, we'll do both, because let's do that. Yeah, good luck. Whoever wants to answer first.
I think that, I mean, as we've talked about many times, I am very much more, informed, and I know where to go more so to see AAA games. You know, double A games, triple A games, even, you know, some of the smaller, but still like the big ones. I know where to look to find out about those games coming out. You know, the games from the big developers and the multi-million dollar companies and stuff like that. I have always enjoyed some indie games. Like I mentioned it on here before, Don't Starve was a free PlayStation Plus game. 1 month, downloaded it, spent multiple hours at a friend's house, and we would just, you know, play back and forth, or we'd have two TVs and we'd just be playing and everything like that. But I would say one of the biggest things from this podcast is just learning more and more about the larger indie game scene. Like I said, I've liked indie games before. I just don't really know where to seek them out. And now that the indie genre has really grown to where it is and just exploded in the market, you know, there's so many different things now that are like, even in the bigger award shows and the bigger review powerhouses, you know, they have categories specifically for indie. You know, they're not just, oh, they just go by the wayside anymore, or nobody talks about that because they're just an indie developer. You know, they're really on the forefront. So even though I already kind of liked that world of gaming, being on here talking with you, Scouter, and, you know, even KKR, other people that we talked about, Zach Fierce, you know, talking with those people has really just pushed me more into the indie market and just kind of get to see more about, you know, there's so many games that you've mentioned alone that I had never heard of before. And I go, dang, that looks really fun. That sounds like a really good game.
Sorry to cut you off. Sorry. I also played Grand Fifth Horse. I forgot to mention to you.
You went all the way back.
Sorry, reel this back. Sorry. Thank you. Goodbye.
You just rustled my speaking.
Sorry.
Like you do in Rustler.
Yeah.
No, that was awesome. No, that game is fun. I need to play more of it, but that game is a lot of
it's,
fun.
It's stupid, stupid, silly. Anyways, continue your rant. No, it's fine.
No. Yeah, but it just like I said, just seeing, I don't even remember what exact train of thought I was
on. Sorry.
No, you're fine. But yeah, just getting more involved in that world and seeing more of that indie game space. I still love my AAA games. I still love my, you know, the big heavy hitters and stuff like that. You know, the big games that you're going to see time and time again, the ones that get the most limelight. But kind of opening up even more and expanding my backlog even further, which I blame you for that. So thanks.
Yep.
Great. Now I have more games that I don't get
that
to.
You can play. Yeah, it's great.
I was just looking through my Steam library and the amount of games that I don't have installed and probably will never be installed as much as I want to play them. It hurts. It hurts my soul a little bit. And of course, they just, now there's another sale going on. I feel like Steam is becoming the Kohl's of the gaming world. There's always a sale, and they always get me, and I love it.
Yeah,
but I hate it. Yeah. Like I said, as far as what this podcast has kind of pointed out to me and stuff, like I said, indie market. Biggest streaming accomplishment, in total,
$10,000
hitting $10,000 raised, and just, you know, being able to complete some 24-hour streams and stuff like that. And just the world that it's opened up. Like I traveled to Columbus, where the hospital that I raised for Extra Life is, a couple times within the last, couple months, for charity events, and it just kind of got me getting out there a little bit more, out just a little bit outside of the gaming space and stuff like that. So those were really awesome experiences, and heck, I got to meet Zach Fierce in person. Sorry, I got distracted. Yep. Okay. Somebody else can go. I'm gonna look at this for a little bit.
Well, actually, let me pick up, because speaking of indie games, I had the privilege of speaking at a conference in New York not long ago called the Games for Change Festival. So it's a lot of them are indie games, but they're all about gaming for social impact. Some of them are pretty, you know, blunt on the nose with their kind of messaging, but others, it's more like highlighting certain things. Like there's this one called A Blind Legend, where it puts you in the immersive environment of someone who's blind. So it's an almost audio only game. You know, so trying to navigate through the world with mostly just sound cues.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So, to your point, though, with indie game development, especially on the intersection of indie of game development and, you know, nonprofit fundraising, a few months ago, I was at the UN. I think I told you on your stream, actually, Beskar Snake, but I was at the UN for the Games and Sustainable Development Goals Summit, and just how game developers and UN agencies like UNESCO and UNICEF and World Food Program can work together to, you know, basically engage and mobilize gaming audiences to do good things. You know, and I thought it was such a awesome way to approach this. And for me, I went to school for international relations. That was my master's degree. And I had interned at the UN. I never thought I'd be back at the UN to talk and hang out with game developers of all people. That's
awesome. Quick side note, just because you had mentioned it, I'm going to pull a scouter real fast. Playing Theater Rhythm Final Bar Line.
Yes.
Which is a mouthful, but is so much Final Fantasy music in the style of a music rhythm game. It just reminds me how good the soundtracks for so many Final Fantasy games are. But anyway, that's a little side note there. And also, this Games for Change is freaking awesome too. I'm definitely going to save that one.
Speaking of Final Fantasy, my favorite episode from Robot Attack that I wasn't on was episode 37. You guys were talking about when should a series end.
Actually, I think that was one of our most popular ones, if I reframe my memory correctly.
That was a tough one, but an awesome one.
You're welcome.
It got me to think about a lot of things, you know, and I know I made a comment about Final Fantasy as well. Not so much that the series should end, but, you know, because many of the games are just contained stories with the exception of a few, you know. But it's interesting how even though there are like commonalities and themes throughout each Final Fantasy game, it somehow manages to keep refreshing itself, you know, with each iteration. I thought that was a great thought-provoking episode. And if you never thought someone would say that about your show, it was a great thought-provoking episode.
Thank you.
I see your comments right here.
according to YouTube, the most popular one was one that was Beskar Snake was not in.
Oh, so, which one was this?
As a spooky episode with Unbound. And
you had a spooky episode? What the heck?
With Unbound and Gory Details. I couldn't
think of that. That was actually the first time that I had COVID, and I was like, I almost brought it up on my phone to record, but I'm like, I'll just let you guys roll with this. Halloween is definitely more your jam.
Yeah.
And
it's been pretty cool. I'm trying to pull up last minute what my most popular episode was, but regardless, I think that was one of the top ones, actually. Have their favorite.
I just love
the title. Episode 43, according to Spotify. Which one is that one?
I just love the spooky episode you're talking about. Robot Attack without Beskar Snake. Episode 32, Spooky Times of the Game. Yeah. You said 47?
44, according to... Well, that was this year's. I'm not going to dig over all the ones that I've done, according to, was with KKR and Unbounded and you. Yeah.
Hard to beat that team. Dream
the
team.
The guests, you know, they drive the views up. What did we even talk about? I
don't know. I think we're just talking about, that's 10 months ago. I don't remember what
we're talking about. Is that the one where we hung out after just to mess with Scott?
100%. Yes. Yes, absolutely, yeah. Was. Wish we had been recording to throw that in as a little extra, because that was amazing.
Yes, There you
yeah,
go.
That Anyways, was absolutely fantastic.
According to, I'm just glancing at this year's Warped thing for creators. Anyways, but yeah. I'm excited that I got Sally to, I never would have thought to see the day. That was, I think my, I mean, Zach Fierce also is top up there. No offense to both of you. To any of our guests. to any of our guests.
People. Are you kidding me?
But, I mean, to even get, I never thought I'd see the day, just randomly DM, long story short, I was watching, Zach Fierce talk about, he was on Kickstarter about one of his, Bombfest, and I think he gave out codes to people that wanted to highlight it, and I played it and tried to sell the game for him, basically being a streamer. And then he had to redo it again and backed it that time, I believe. Anyways, regardless, he's finally succeeded, and I just DM'd him and was like, hey, do you want to come on a podcast? And sure, I swore.
Can I say?
Yes.
One of the things I loved about your WDC podcast was in the opening.
Yeah.
It was a conversation about whale poop.
Yeah, yeah.
The marine ecosystem. And I was like, okay, I don't know why, but I'm hooked now. I must listen to the rest of it.
I was so a nervous wreck with, as you could tell, I was just a nervous wreck with Sally. And fun fact, I will want, hopefully, get onto another one of ours in the near future. And I was just a nervous wreck. And she's like, yeah, whale poop. I'm like, all right, we're good. We're good to go now. Because you could tell, I was like, how's UK? I'm like, what? I'm like, thanks, brain. And then, you know, KK, I appreciate the help with formulating questions. And we definitely got to get all four, like me, Beskar, and then Sally and Gabby as the other one. But hopefully, that was fun. That's so fun. But yeah, just like, I never thought I'd see the day to just message. I just like, hey, here's my podcast. I do this, and sure, we'll love to be on. Okay, what? So yeah, just like, even Zach Fierce, like, I never thought he'd say yes to that. And oh god, it's been, yeah, I think to go on Beskar Snake's point, I think investing into, like, now I have to pay attention to gaming news, and Wholesome Games is a great one. They just had a Wholesome bit thing just recently, a week ago. That was really cool. But that is my, like, main source of indie stuff, because they're all literally Wholesome Games that are indie, and they're so freaking cute. And of course the Game Awards, which I miss, but like, now I'm paying attention to that now, that I gotta care about it so I could talk about it, you know.
I just looked up Wholesome Games to kind of see what they're doing, and the first thing I see is a Waddle Full Life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm sold. I see a duck and some ducklings. I think this is the one where you just literally get to raise your ducklings, and I feel like I'm going to want to
Wholesome Snack. Run.
Yeah. But oh yeah, 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 yeah.
That's the most recent one.
And I remember seeing this in one of their announcements or something, and there's the little part where you, as the duck in charge, literally put a flower on top of one of the ducklings. So I kind of want to make and run, speed run the, you know, a Waddle Full Life flower hat percent. I don't know, because that's just awesome. Like, come on. What?
Yeah. So this is my main indie source. And, oh, yeah. I can't always forget how to say this. Kwazuskazark is also making, who they do educational videos. They're doing Starbirds, and I'm very excited for that one. Kwazuskazark. I can't.
What?
I believe you.
I can't even look it up. I'm not gonna believe.
Just look up Starbirds. You're welcome.
Starbirds.
Thanks. Yes. Quetzalcoatl. It starts with a K. It's German.
Gutes gesagt.
Yes, thank you.
What you said.
What he said. Maybe, I don't know. Anyways, but yeah, Wholesome Direct does amazing job highlighting indie games, and that's, and just like just game announcements. I know Steam is just ending up their Steam of the Year, and I think both of them are a load of, in my opinion, I don't think.
Since we're talking about bird games, I think I streamed it once. It's called United Penguin Kingdom. It's like a city builder game of penguins, but you know, whales and seals try to wreck your stuff. So you, at first I was going to do this for like one of my animal welfare clients, and then I realized you have to shoot the seals and whales. I was like, oh no, I can't do this.
Nice. Yeah.
And there's the stream, everybody. Thanks for coming by. Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing I didn't sign up for WDC with that game either, because that would have been rough.
It's been... I've been more cautious of the games I play now that I stream for WDC. I'm like, well, I just also played Dave the Diver, and that one again. Save a dolphin in that game. I'm just started it like 2 days ago.
Well, it's a sushi chef, right? They don't make sushi out of dolphin, so
yeah,
we're all good.
That's true. So we're good. And anyways, yeah. Cool. Listen, anything else? Look, I know we're in the hour now, but what is there streaming stuff? I just want to keep playing stuff for WDC. I love them, they're great stuff, and I like fundraising. It's fun.
Yes,
we all like fundraising here.
Yes, we do. I mean, hopefully I can get back to streaming soon. Yeah, now that my events are all done,
stop
just being
preparing
busy for next year.
Look, enjoy your life, all right? So short that you need to just relax. And then
also stream 23/7.
Yeah.
You get an hour. You get an hour to yourself.
Yeah.
Well, no, now we can actually, you know, stream while sleeping, apparently, because I see people do it all the time now.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? I'm only sleeping. Yeah.
Yes. I didn't realize that was a thing until I saw someone do it, and then more people did. I was like, how do you get away with this?
I don't know. Because I think they now change the rules, I believe, to that. I think.
Yeah.
It has to be some sort of movement. I don't know. I have to look it up because I think I still have to do one.
I think it's because of a lot of like subathons and stuff like that. So
yeah.
You can't stop the ad revenue.
It's true.
Yeah.
Anyways,
I think other big things I'm working on for next year. We haven't really talked too much about mobile games, other than you know Balatro to Aspire Go on mobile.
I have to play Skatefish
because
your kids will love it. Actually,
I'll check it out.
I guarantee they will.
I'll check it. In fact, the reason why I bring it up is because I don't think nonprofits have really keyed up on the fact that mobile games is so huge, you know, terms of audience and users. You know, like a lot of the folks I talk to, like I'm not really a gamer. I'm like, are you playing a game on your phone? Yeah, you're a gamer, you know. So I got into discussions with a mobile game developer a few months ago, and he wants to make a game, or he's making a game right now, where the revenue stream includes donating X amount of money every month to specifically cancer organizations. Mm. So the game is called Crab Blast. So it's like a puzzle game, you know. But crab, you know, zodiac, cancer, crab. And so he just had trouble getting in touch with cancer orgs. So I was like, let me help with that. You know, so I reached out to almost every cancer charity I had contacts with. And they were super hyped about getting partnered with a mobile game developer. You know, because one thing, we always talk about gamers being a young audience. Generally, they are. But in mobile gaming, there's a big extreme skew. They're either very young or they're in their, you know, mid-50s, mostly female demographic. which overlaps with their traditional direct mail donor that so many nonprofits love to send mail to. So I said, this is where you can tap into a whole new way of fundraising. And you don't even have to depart from your usual messaging. Mobile games for fundraising. And I hope that this game does well, because I think it'll mean a whole new revenue stream for these cancer orgs. So I'm talking about, like, you know, Leukemia Lymphoma Society, and, you know, that was like one of the first people I reached out to. But
I need this on Android right now.
Crab Blast?
Yes.
Well, it's not ready yet. It won't be ready until next year.
No, I need it on Android right now.
I need it today.
Oh, you need it today.
Did you not? That's. I need it now.
All right. Let me go message the developer now.
Today.
Hey, you've got a customer.
Released today.
You've got an alpha tester.
Can I pre-order? Can I, you know, I will. Yeah, no, I see this little angry crab guy, and I need him. And there's an otter. I see, yeah, that shark is the happiest shark I've ever seen in my life.
Well, there you go. You've seen a website. Yes.
Yeah, I need this. Yes.
So yeah, I work with the game developer, trying to get him partnered with all these charities.
Found a spot where I can try to become an early player. Submitted. Boom. Done.
There you go.
Nailed it. Love it. Yes. Cool. Yep. Nope. Sorry, I'm just going way off track again, but
it's related. Awesome. We're talking about mobile games and fundraising, but that's
to make you feel better. I just sorry, off topic. I looked it up now for sure on RSS.com, which is the website I publish my podcast. The most downloaded one is episode 42, where we just talked about video games. So we just got to shoot. So this one will be probably one of the best ones, too.
We talk about video games on this?
Yeah, yeah. It just literally just titled Just Games. So we probably just didn't have any topic that game, that episode. So there you go. You got one that you were in that was one of the best. There you go. That makes you feel better. So we're good. We made it. Anyway, sorry, off topic.
I made it.
We need to stop. Listen, I this is like literally a week before the holidays, so I want to give these guys thank you, both of you, for listening, first of all, and everyone who listens. Yes. Thank you, first of all, because we wouldn't be here without you. And to be honest, we'll still play. We'll still be here.
Nope, we won't be
here. We do this for fun.
Never let them know.
Yeah, sorry. We do this for profit. Give us money. Without you guys, it's just more motivation that you guys like leave comments, listen to me, listen to us, because it makes my day a little bit better and our day better that somebody listens to us rant about video games for an hour every month. So, really appreciate you guys coming here as much as I ask you to without paying you. That's even better. It's free. It's great. So please, 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 if anything, check out these two, KKR, who streams on occasion, KKR, King Kong Wrong 25 on Twitch. You're still wanting to do more cooking things, I'm sure, right? So you have a YouTube on that, by the way, that he has a streaming channel for cooking, a YouTube channel for cooking. And I'll put all this down here, and he's on YouTube. And then Beskar is also a streamer. He streams occasionally as well, and plays a lot of Final Fantasy and whatever other games you play these days. What is the other one that you like again?
Whatever other games.
Mega Man, some Metal Gear Solid.
Right, okay.
As we know, I played pretty much just anything under the sun. At least once. I'm going to give it a shot.
So yeah, please check out these two, because they put up with me as much uninvited. I literally messaged them like 2 days ago and be like, hey, Thursday? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, okay, cool. So like 2 days. In a matter of 2 days, they just came for free. So
do we finally get some water because we agreed to this?
No, that's why you're in the basement. That's why you're in the basement. I mean, I'm assuming you're recording this in the basement.
Well, you put me here, so yeah, what do you expect? Yeah.
Oh god.
You didn't even unblur KKR's room.
Right, yeah. So you don't want to know what he's in.
It's a cell,
everything's
really.
Censored. Everything's censored. It just says help me.
This here is a torture chamber. All the implements are there. Not for young eyes.
Yeah. So you should be check out these two. They're great. They're stream for charity all the time and they do great stuff, so please check them out. So yeah, and then please check out this podcast. We're on Spotify, Robot Tech. We're on YouTube, just Scatterstone 5. I don't have a podcast for this, a separate one. I don't know if I'll ever, I don't know.
Nope. It's been working.
I mean, I don't know.
It's easy to sell.
Right. I mean, it's two for one. They see my channel and no. But yeah, cool. Yeah, check out these two. All their stuff is in the description. Love you all. What KKR?
Thanks and congrats on your 50th episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for
being
here.
See you 8 months from now in episode 100.
Wait a minute. You know what? I'm starting to think it's not the 50th. I'm thinking the math isn't quite there.
So, thank you all.
We're switching to a much more frequent
podcast. You got a weekly podcast, if that's the case.
No. No, God, no. All right. Love you all. Thank you for watching. Have a good night. Goodbye.
Bye, everybody. Bye. Thank you. Bye.